Umar Patek was released on parole after serving just half of his 20-year prison sentence for his role in the 2002 Bali bombings, Indonesia's worst ever attack. He was convicted in 2012, after almost a decade on the run, of mixing bombs which ripped through two nightclubs in one of Bali's busiest tourist areas. 202 people were killed and hundreds of others injured. A local Al-Qaeda-linked group was blamed. Citizens from 22 countries were among the dead. 88 of them were Australian tourists. There, the news of Umar Patek's early release has caused outrage.
They don't care about Australia. They don't care about the people that died over here. They don't care about the other 21 countries that were involved at the time. They don't care. They only care about the people that they try to think in terms of their own mind is to de-radicalise, which is craziness.
Australia had urged Indonesia's government not to release Patek, but authorities there say he has been reformed thanks to a de-radicalisation programme in prison that hasn't convinced Canberra.
My thoughts today are very much with the families and communities who have lost a loved one. This is a person who was in the Indonesian justice system. My personal view is his actions are inexcusable and completely abhorrent. We don't control the Indonesian justice system, and that is the way of the world.
For local victims too, the bomber's early release brings a sense of unease. They're unconvinced that he's a changed man.
As the victims directly impacted, we have our own opinions. These people cannot do good. They might have behaved in jail, but after they're freed, can the authorities guarantee that they will not reoffend?
Tourists still flock to the island, which hasn't seen an attack since. A monument to its victims reminds visitors of what Umar Patek and others did here 20 years ago. Freddie Akar, Al Jazeera.